When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back into First Take, live at the Rouse's Market here on 2900 Veterans Boulevard, brought to you by Bud Light. Saints game day, stock up on Bud Light right now. We're going to head out to Lambeau Field, where my counterpart on the Inside Black and Gold podcast and our Saints sideline reporter, Jeff Nowak, is stationed. So you are still alive, Jeff Nowak. How's it going?
Yeah, I feel like I've built it up so much in my mind that this doesn't even feel cold to me right now. I'm not on the field yet. I'm looking down from the press box, but the windows are open. So I got the full weather in front of me. There's still a tarp on the field, so that's the interesting process right now, is watching them take this kind of Velcro tarp apart. But the weather, you know, it snowed a good bit today. We did get it's winter in Wisconsin feeling of the snow falling, but looks like it's all cleared out, so I don't know if you'll see snowflakes during the game, but you know, it should be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I just saw your tweet of the de-tarping of the field has begun. What is, besides the weather not being too bad temperature-wise, how's the wind conditions over in Lambeau?
I don't think you're going to get too much wind. I don't see the flag at the top of the stadium is moving a little bit, but the flags on the uprights aren't, so I don't think the wind, I really don't think the conditions, other than being kind of cold, are really going to be a factor. I think it'll end up being not that similar to what we had in New York a couple weeks ago, just maybe, I don't know, 8-10 degrees colder.
Yeah, obviously this matchup, though, against a much tougher ball club in the Green Bay Packers, they seem to have no weaknesses all around, offense, defense, even in special teams. But when you look at this start now for Spencer Rattler, what are you hoping to see from him? Obviously building off of that last performance against the Commanders, especially that two-minute drive everybody's raved about, obviously, where he put the team in position to actually win the game. But now what are you looking for him to do in this matchup against a Green Bay Packers squad that is definitely postseason built and legitimate?
Yeah, I think for Spencer it's going to be, hey, I want to get off to a good start. If you go back and you look at his three games against, three good teams, right? Tampa Bay, Denver, and the L.A. Chargers. What stands out there is, hey, he did not have any success early on in those games. They had that kind of weird second quarter where the Bucs turned it over a bunch of times. He had the kick punt return touchdown. But other than that, he just didn't get a lot going. So I think that's what he was able to do against the Commanders. He came in first drive, converted a 3rd and 10, went down the field. Obviously, Cedric Wilson threw that touchdown pass, but there was also that long completion to MVS that set that up. So I think just building that confidence early, anytime you have a young player in there, is going to be important. It's something Darren Rizzi talked about this week. And, my question is, okay, so we saw him come in relief and look good, but how much of that is, hey, I don't really have a chance to really overthink anything. I'm just coming off the bench and playing. I asked Darren about that this week, and he agreed. Like, it can sometimes be an easier scenario for a young quarterback, whereas, hey, he's had all week to think about the plan and overthink about the plan and think about first down plans and third down plans and red zone plans, and then you get out there and you freeze, right? And I think that's what I don't want to see this week. You want to see a player that, he's still a rookie. You're still going to see rookie moments, but you want to see a player that took the lessons from those first three starts and applies them to this game. And If you can do that and you can have some positive moments early, I think you have a chance. If you can't and it kind of snowballs on you, not no pun intended, it'll get ugly and you don't have the weapons, right? Like, you don't have the wide receivers. MBS is questionable. It sounds like he's going to be a game-time decision. He's dealing with a chest injury, and he's been sick all week. Alvin Kamara is not going to be out here, so you're going to be relying on Kendre Miller, Jamal Williams, Jordan Mims. It's going to be interesting, but I think there's a scenario where you come out of this game feeling good about what you saw, even if it's not a win. And that scenario is these young players, Spencer Rattler, Kendre Miller, have really strong days and kind of give you some optimism going the rest of the way.
You were talking about the running backs there, Jeff, and that's where I wanted to go exactly. Obviously, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, not elevated for this game. He's not ready for action yet to be in black and gold for this matchup. But obviously, with no Alvin Kamara, Kendre Miller will probably get the lion's share of the workload in the backfield for the black and gold. But I've been seeing Jamal Williams active on the social media, Twitter and whatnot, saying, you know, back where it all started here at Green Bay. So hopefully this is some kind of wake-up call for him, because he's a guy that, you know, so much was expected, or you wanted to see a lot from this, you know, tough physical style runner coming to New Orleans, and it just really hasn't been the case since he's come here. Maybe this can be the game that can provide some kind of spark for him and the team going in these final stretch of the games.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I wouldn't say that we've seen a ton of him in general. Like, it's not like he's been getting 10, 15 carries a week and not taking advantage of him. He just hasn't been getting touches. So, you know, maybe this, the energy around this game for him will be positive, and you can see him kind of lean on some folks. I think this is the type of game that a Jamal Williams is kind of built for, you know, kind of that smash mouth cold weather. You're going to beat him up. You're not going to want to pass the ball too much in these conditions. So, yeah, if there was ever a game for Jamal, you know, obviously this is where he got drafted. He spent 4 years here playing with Aaron Rodgers, this really good Packers offense. He played in Detroit. He's played in his division even after that. So, no, I do think this is probably a game that you'll get a motivated Jamal Williams. Just don't know, you know, how effective he'll be. But no, I think it's going to be, hey, Kendre Miller, you're going to get the first go at this. You're going to get the lion's share of the reps. And, you know, the only way I see this being a Jamal Williams game is if Kendre doesn't deliver in those early opportunities and you feel like you have to go away from him. So hopefully that's not the case. Hopefully he can not only get out there, be effective, stay healthy, and this could be a kind of a signature game for him. If you remember last year, he missed the first 2 weeks of the season. So this is where he made his NFL debut in Lambeau Field. You know, his cohorts in that game was Tony Jones Jr., if you recall, way back in that regular season last year with all those injuries. So, it's going to be interesting. I think if he can run the ball, make Spencer Rattler's life a lot easier, that'll go a long way.
I know the tarp was on the field and you know, coming off right now, Jeff, but did you get a chance to walk through the stadium at least and seeing that grass? I know Coach Rizzi talked about having to make sure they've got the right cleats for this game, seeing a bunch of teams that were in Lambeau Field slipping and sliding on that surface.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be something that Riz, you know, I know earlier this week he's been doing the visual aids thing. Well, this week the visual aid was like work boots. He came into the team meeting with a pair of work boots and to emphasize like, hey, we got to be wearing the right equipment to get out there and do the job and get the job done. We're here to work. And so, you know, Jamal Williams actually talked about that this week. Like, some guys, you know, there's the screw-ins. Like, people want to wear their molded cleats because that's what they're more comfortable in. But in this environment, you really just got to suck it up and wear the kind of screw-in cleats to give you a little more traction. And I think you're going to be – that's what these guys are going to be wearing. And hopefully that does solve the problem. You know, there's only so much cleats can do for you. At a certain point, you are going to slip. It is going to be kind of slick condition. So, you know, it's going to be on the players, too, to kind of stay, you know, over their skis a little bit, right? Like, you have to understand what you can do and what you can't do, particularly on defense and with the defensive backfield. I think we look at the offense and we look at, you know, running back slipping, getting in and out of cuts and receivers. But in this type of weather, what is way more impactful is when a DB just slips coming out in coverage and you blow a coverage and the guy's standing there wide open downfield. And that can result in some big plays. So it's not just offense, it's defense as well that you got to watch for.
Well, Jeff, enjoy this once-in-a-lifetime experience, getting to be on the sideline Monday night right before Christmas, Lambeau Field. Enjoy it. Have a great call on the game and be talking to you tomorrow morning on the Inside Black and Gold podcast. Who dat, Jeff?
Yes, sir. Got to go break out the hand warmers now. That's an important part of this process.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right?
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.